This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illallah. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, wa lillahi alhamd.
بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه. My dearest brothers and sisters in Islam, as always we begin in the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala seeking His blessings, and we praise Him and we request praises and blessings and salutations upon our master and teacher and leader Muhammad ibn Abdullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. My dearest brothers and sisters in Islam, I greet you with the greetings of Islam and peace and the greetings of the people of paradise. Salamullahi alaykum wa rahmatuhu wa barakatuh. May Allah's peace, blessings and safety be upon you all. And I welcome you all to a series that will be run during the best days of the year, the first 10 days of Dhul Hijjah. Subhanallah, a series not random in any way or form, a series dedicated to the Hajj, dedicated to the days of Hajj, dedicated to Ibrahim alayhi salam and his family, and in connection to what we have been taught in the teachings and da'wah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in terms of what constitutes a blessed family. This series, brothers and sisters in Islam, is titled Hajj and the Family, Common Foundations. And for today's episode, which is an introductory episode inshallah, I want to take us to the beginning, to the source, brothers and sisters in Islam, of what constitutes a mighty family and what really constitutes the Hajj being connected to a family. And that link, brothers and sisters in Islam, is found in the fitrah, the natural disposition. Allah says, "Fitratullahi allati fatara an-nasa 'alayha." Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created us upon a natural disposition, this disposition that has been filled with guidance and connectivity to not just Allah, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala being the only one worthy of worship. A fitrah, subhanallah, that guides us to be a people that live only for the sake of Allah, that act only for the sake of Allah, that speak only for the sake of Allah. And if we remain, remain silent or refrain from acting, that we also do that solely for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This fitrah, brothers and sisters in Islam, when it's left in its pure form, subhanallah, it forms the basis of a strong family unit. For when the fitrah is left pure, a father maintains himself as a father in the full sense of the word. And like this, the mother does so, the husband does so, the wife does so, the son does so, the daughter does so, the children do so, the parents do so, and subhanallah, accordingly, you have a family that is upon the mandates of La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Because remember, brothers and sisters in Islam, if it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who created this fitrah, nothing in it can go against that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed, because the source of both the fitrah and revelation is one. Brothers and sisters in Islam, this fitrah can be polluted, as Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us. For he said that everyone has been created upon a natural disposition. However, it's the parents, it's the environment that causes a child to grow up being a Christian or a Jew or a fire worshipper. And we understand from this that the fitrah can be infested, it can be infected, it can be corrupted. A virus can go into it which causes it to stop being true to its original state, that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created it upon. And when this happens, it stops thinking with the light of Tawheed. It stops feeling attached to the guidance of revelation, and then it becomes misguided and goes astray further and further with the passing of every day and the waking of every night. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the understanding, subhanallah, of the importance of the fitrah and how important it is that we protect it. Ibrahim alayhi salam, brothers and sisters in Islam, if we look at his childhood in the home of a father that not only worshipped idols but created the idols for other people to worship, we see him shining through and coming through with flying colors, subhanallah. Why? Because subhanallah, he was able to hold steadfast onto his fitrah. No doubt this was a blessing from the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon him. You and I today know how environments play a massive part in the guidance and misguidance of us and also our children. Ibrahim alayhi salam grew up in an environment that you could call, quote unquote, messed up. in colloquial English, but subhanAllah, he came through with flying colors. And not only did he maintain himself in this household and in this community, but he also, subhanAllah, was guided by his fitrah to give da'wah towards them becoming better people themselves. He engaged his father with his fitrah in the most beautiful of ways. Despite his father's misguidance, despite his father's threats, he would call out to his father and say, ya abati, oh my dear father, oh my dear beloved father. And for those who study the Arabic language, you will know that there are 10 ways to call out to your parents. The most softest, the most eloquent, the best of ways is to say, ya abati. And Allah reveals to us this conversation between Ibrahim and his father, and how Ibrahim alayhi salam managed himself as a son, handled himself as a son. Where did he learn how to be an amazing son? And remember, a son is part of the makeup of an amazing family unit. Despite his father's misguidance, despite his father's oppression, he remained true to who he was supposed to be as a son, as per the mandates of his fitrah. When his community came together to punish him in the most harshest of ways, we see him knowing that he is helpless in terms of helping himself in front of his people, but he knew he could help himself in being connected to Allah. Thus he refrained from engaging people, and he engaged Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he said hasbi Allahu wa ni'mal wakil, as a community member. And remember, a community is nothing but a makeup of family. So when we look at Ibrahim, we have to look at him as well as a community member, because this gives us insights and highlights in terms of who he will be as a husband, who he will be as a father, who he was as a son, alayhi salam, subhanallah. He connected with his Lord and he said, hasbi Allahu wa ni'mal wakil. He said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is enough for me, and Allah is the best place to dispose my affairs with. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, subhanallah, commanded the fire to be cool and safe for Ibrahim alayhi salam. Not just cool, but safe, because we know, brothers and sisters in Islam, that the fire also eats up elements that you and I need to survive, such as oxygen, subhanallah. We see Ibrahim alayhi salam shining through based on his fitrah when he was commanded to have an audience with Namrud, or Nimrod, as we know of him in the English language, this tyrant king who had a dominion so vast. Historians say it was as vast as the kingdom of Dhulqarnain, another king, but a just king. A king that we read about weekly in Surah Al-Kahf. And this king Nimrod was laying claims as if he was Allah and he was the Lord. And Ibrahim alayhi salam, quote unquote, shut him up. How? By saying to him simply that my Allah causes the sun to rise in the east, so you cause it to rise in the west. And Allah says, فَبُهِتَ الَّذِي كَفَرْ, that the disbeliever was dumbfounded. He couldn't respond to Ibrahim alayhi salam. And this should give us insights, brothers and sisters in Islam, to who he was. Again, a person connected to his fitrah. Because it's the fitrah that's guiding his speech, guiding his thoughts, guiding his heart, and keeping him steadfast despite the peer pressure around him to become misguided. So this is Ibrahim alayhi salam as a unit, as a son, a unit of a family, as a son, as a father, as a husband, subhanallah. And this teaches us, brothers and sisters in Islam, the power of the fitrah. And this continued with him when he traveled to the Levant, to Sham, and he saw people worshipping the stars and the cosmos, elements of the cosmos. And then when he went to Egypt and a tyrant king was being abusive of the family unit, again, we see, subhanallah, the fitrah of Ibrahim alayhi salam shine through, and how he left Egypt thereafter to go to Palestine, where he eventually settled, and then, subhanallah, where he faced more tests from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with regards to his son, Ismail alayhi salam, once when Ismail was around the age of 2, and once when Ismail was around the age of 12 or 14 years of age. This is just the beginning, brothers and sisters in Islam. We're discussing Ibrahim alayhi salam as a member of the family, as a unit of the family household. In further episodes, we will discuss other members of the household. Hajar alayhi salam, Ismail alayhi salam, subhanallah. And we will zoom into their lives and see, subhanallah, how amazing they were when they were true to their fitrah, and how collectively as a family, subhanallah, we have the Hajj, which really is an act true to the fitrah, an act of tawheed, an act of submission to the will of one Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. That is the reality of the Hajj, brothers and sisters in Islam, and this also is the reality of a family unit. If this family unit handles themselves collectively and as individuals upon the fitrah, upon the reality that there is no one worthy of worship besides one Allah, and that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam is the final messenger. Not forgetting, brothers and sisters in Islam, that when Allah tells us about the essence of the family, the parents, the husband and wife, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us that a marriage is a sign of the existence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And not only his existence, but him being the only one worthy of worship. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ from Allah's signs, أَنْ خَلَقَ لَكُمْ مِنْ أَنفُسِكُمْ أَزْوَاجًا, that Allah created from you your spouses so that you could seek contentment from each other. And Allah placed between the spouses mawaddah and rahmah, love and mercy. Subhanallah. Join me in future episodes as we expand on the ideas presented here. I love you all for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And until next time, salamullahi alaykum wa rahmatuhu wa barakatuh.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illallah. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar.